With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A Florida man is being held for making online threats against President Donald Trump.
The FBI received a tip about posts on Facebook that led to the Friday night arrest of 46-year-old Shannon Atkins. He's charged with one count of written or electronic threats to kill, do bodily injury, or conduct a mass shooting or act of terrorism. Atkins was arrested during a traffic stop and was found to have possession of cocaine, also leading to a drug charge. He's being held without bond and lives near Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. West Palm Beach police say the Secret Service will determine whether federal charges will be filed. George Williams reporting.
The Senate has voted to confirm Pete Hegseth as defense secretary. More on that from Bob Agnew.
Hegseth now takes on the role of helping fulfill President Trump's vision of making America strong again. The decorated war veteran says he sees himself as a change agent, one who will restore what he calls a warrior culture at the Pentagon. Hegseth said during his recent confirmation hearings, quote, "It's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm." Bob Agnew reporting.
Kristi Noem has been confirmed as the new Homeland Secretary, Security Secretary as well. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump declaring a national emergency on the border with Mexico.
Active duty military arrived Thursday in San Diego and El Paso, Texas. It comes at a moment of relative calm after unprecedented turmoil. Arrests for illegal border crossings plummeted more than 80% to about 47,000 in December. That was down from an all-time high of 250,000 the same period a year earlier. Arrests fell by about half when Mexican authorities increased enforcement within their own borders a year ago. And they plummeted by about half again when former President Joe Biden introduced several asylum restrictions. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Rain moving through Southern California, but authorities say the odds of flooding and mudslides are extremely high. This is SRN News. Minnesota teachers must affirm the LGBT lifestyle. More on that from Michael Harrington.
Under the state's new standards of effective practice, all educators must, quote, foster an environment that ensures students' sexual orientations are historically and socially contextualized, affirmed, and incorporated into the learning environment. Religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the new rules, which officially go to effect this summer. Some say those dictates will make it nearly impossible for Christian teachers in Minnesota to keep their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from parents in suburban Washington who want to pull their kids from elementary school classes that use books that promote homosexuality. The justices say that they will review an appeals court decision that went against parents in Montgomery County, Maryland. The moms and dads say school policy violates their constitutional religious rights by not allowing them to opt out of lessons that include these particular books. This is SRN News. Another major recall involving the auto industry. Jason Walker has the story.
Kia wants to take a look at more than 80,000 vehicles due to floor wiring beneath the front passenger seat that can become damaged and then prevent airbags and seat belts from deploying properly. Damaged wiring can also cause an unintended side curtain airbag deployment. The recall covers 2023, 24, and 25 Niro EV plug-in hybrid and hybrid vehicles. Owners will be notified by mail in March. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump's return to office could bring some temporary relief to the beleaguered U.S. coal industry. Trump suggesting coal can be counted on to help meet surging electricity demand to power manufacturing and the massive data centers needed for artificial intelligence. The U.S. has vast reserves of coal, much of it belonging to the federal government. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.